Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ray Burris. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Royster. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Mahler. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Rick Mahler. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromarty for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Benedict settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Royster. The throw from Carter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Royster scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rick Mahler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahler takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Butler steals second. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horner hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Dawson picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Dawson. Chambliss goes all the way around to score. Hubbard moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 1 in the game. Benedict is walked intentionally. Rick Mahler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mahler hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Braves. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler bunts towards the mound. Burris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Butler moves to third. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spear strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss catches it and steps on first to double up Wallach. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Benedict hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Mahler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mahler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White pinch hits for Ray Burris. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler, who is chasing the ball. Dawson reaches third base with a triple. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's Expos, 2, Braves, 2. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wallach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spear strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn takes first base on ball 4. Brad Mills pinch hits for Jeff Reardon. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hubbard throws to second for 1, and Royster throws to first, and Chambliss drops the ball. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mills moves to second. Gene Garber now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-4 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mills scores. Raines moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Woody Fryman now pitching. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Harper pinch hits for Gene Garber. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Bob Watson pinch hits for Brett Butler. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Watson reaches second base with a double. Rufino Linares pinch runs for Bob Watson. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Atlanta Braves, 2. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.